Now this is the tale of how the long war between the brother tribes of Abs and Dubyan was ended. Al-Harith was a lord of the Arabs, a great man of the tribe of Dubyan. And on a day he said to his cousin, Kharijah ibn Sina, "Tell me, cousin, is there any man of all the Arabs who would refuse his daughter's hand to me if I asked it?" "There is one," answered his cousin, "Aus of the tribe of Tai." And so the two of them mounted their camels and rode a long journey to the country of Aus. And coming to the door, Aus opened it. And he said to Al-Harith, "What brings you to me?" "I am come a-courting," said Al-Harith. "To the wrong door," said Aus, and closed it. Now the wife of Aus was a woman of the tribe of Abs. And she said to her husband, "Who is it who came to our door and went so quickly away?" "A fool come a-courting," said Aus, "Al-Harith of the tribe of Dubyan." "Al-Harith of the tribe of Dubyan? And you sent that Arab lord away angry? Wouldst have thy daughters die maids?" "It is done," said Aus. "And can be undone," said his wife. "Run thou after him as quick as ever thou may, and tell him that being surprised thou spoke without thought. But now if he will return, he may have all that he desires." And so Aus followed after the two, Al-Harith and his cousin. Kharijah saw him, and he said to Al-Harith, "Look, here comes Aus after us." "Ride faster," said Al-Harith. But in a little he relented and turned back his camel. And Aus spoke to him the words that his wife had set him, and Al-Harith and his cousin returned to the house of Aus. Now Aus called down to him the eldest of his three daughters, and he said, "There is come Al-Harith of the tribe of Dubyan seeking a wife. Would you be wed with him?" And his daughter answered, "I am neither fair of face or form. I have a poor temper, and the man lives far off from thee, and so needs not be afraid of thy vengeance. I fear that if you wed him to me, I will come to the fate of a divorced woman." So Aus called down his second daughter, and she gave much the same answer. And finally Aus called down his third and youngest daughter, Buhaysa. To her too he said, "Comes now a-courting Al-Harith of the tribe of Dubyan. Wouldst be wed with him?" "As my father desires," Buhaysa answered. "Nay," said Aus, and he told her what her two elder sisters had said. And Buhaysa answered, "That is for them. But as for me, I am fair of face and form, noble of spirit, and I have a most famous father. If my husband divorces me, God will never be good to him again." And so it was agreed that Buhaysa should wed with Al-Harith. And when all had been agreed to, a tent was pitched for them, and Aus sent his daughter in to Al-Harith. And the rest of this story we have from the cousin, Kharijah ibn Sina, and I will tell it so. For he said, "In a very little while, Al-Harith and his wife came out again. And I said to him, 'Is the matter done?' And he answered, 'No.' When I reached out my hand to her, she said, 'Stop that! What? In front of my father and my brothers? Impossible!' When we had gone a little while on our journey, my cousin and his bride turned off the path, and he told me they would come up with me in a little. And indeed, in a very little while, they came up with me. And I said to my cousin, 'Is it done?' And he answered, 'No, by God. She said to me, "What? Would you treat me like a slave girl out of the market? Or a woman taken in battle? First you must kill the camels and slaughter the sheep and invite your Arabs to the wedding feast and do all as ought to be done for one such as me. I see she's a girl of spirit and good sense,' I replied. And so we continued upon our way until we came back to our own country, and Al-Harith prepared a wedding feast, and he slaughtered sheep and camel and called his Arabs to the feast, and when all was prepared, he went in to his wife. and very soon he came out again. And I said to him, is the matter complete? And he answered, no. I went in to her, hot with lust, desiring her greatly. And I said, see, I have summoned my Arabs to the feast. The camels and the sheep have been slaughtered and roasted. And she said to me, what? I had thought you were a man of some honor and sense. What are you doing, spending your time marrying, when the Arabs are killing each other? For this was in the time of the great war between the brother tribes of Abs and Dupion. Nay, said she to me, go out and make peace between the warring tribes, and when thou returnest, thou may have all that thou desirest of me. And I said to my cousin Al-Harith, she has spoken well. And so we two went forth to the warring tribes and spoke peace to them. And it was agreed that the dead should be counted up, and that side that had killed the Moor should pay reparation, blood, white, and camels. It came to 300 camels paid out over 3 years. And when we returned, Al-Harith went in to his wife, and she bore him many sons and daughters.